for a time like this. We praise your holy name for your people who are gathered. Thank you for what you have been doing in this church. Thank you for what you are going to do here today. Thank you for the people you have brought here by your power. We give you praise, O Lord. In the name that is above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let any problem that has followed anyone here, whether physical or spiritual, whether emotional or spiritual, let those problems be arrested now. Let them be arrested. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any power that does not want anyone here to lift his or her head, we bury that power alive. And I prophesy upon you, wherever you are, lift your head above your enemies. Lift your head. Lift your head. Lift your head. Lift your head in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon your children here today. And by the time we leave this place, let all the glory belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Now, I'd like to open unto you again today some mysteries. And I'd like you to allow inner and outer ear to listen very, very carefully. For the next few minutes, if we can finish, fine. If we can't finish, I'll find time and come back and finish up. For the next few minutes, I want to talk to you about power to change your world. Can I hear all the glorious sisters here shouting that? How about the brothers? Brothers, say it with power. Everybody shout power! What is power? Power is very difficult to define. Power is like the word beauty. You just see that a woman is beautiful, but if they ask you, why do you think it's beautiful? You don't know, because it's difficult to define. And because men find it very difficult to define power, they begin to qualify the power. Electrical power. Physical power. Spiritual power. Technological power. And in Nigeria, bottom power. Because they find it difficult to define. The reason power is difficult to define is like this. If, as I'm standing here now, I said, Brother Samson, you know Samson in the Bible, I said, come out, stand here. And Samson stands there. And I said, Sister Delilah, come out, stand there. And Delilah stands there. And I said, these two people are going to fight now. Three rounds, physical wrestling. Who will win? Samson will break our bones to pieces until you cannot identify who Delilah is again. But by the time the cards are down, and the battle was fought, who won? Delilah. Samson had physical power. Delilah had what? What power? Bottom power. Clap for that, sister. So you can see, his own is one power. That woman's power is another power. We should now use our own power to overcome power of some. This is why power is difficult to define. When men are talking about power, they're talking about control. They're talking about ability. They're talking about dominion. When men are talking about power, they're talking about effectiveness. They're talking about energy. When men are talking about power, when men are talking about power, they're talking about you having the last word. Your word is the final. When men are talking about power, they're talking about supremacy. That's what men mean by power. And this is why men seek after power. You can become a general in the army by promotion. That is power. That is power. But one day, you, that general in the army, you may wake up and put on your radio and you hear papapapam papam pam papam 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 papapapam papam pam papam 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 papapapam papapapam papam pam pam, and somebody said, fellow Nigerians, this government has been toppled, and the general becomes powerless. That's the power of man. You can become a king by inheritance. That's power. Your father was a king, so he's dead. You became a king. That's power. You got power. But at the same time, one day a native doctor could come to the palace and say, praise the Lord. You see now, that was electrical power. You may be a king. One day a native doctor comes to the palace and says, King, I depose you. And you are removed from the place. That's the end of the power. You may become the president of a country. And you became president because they voted you into power. The same people who voted you into power can do what? Vote you out again. That's the power of man. You may acquire power by becoming a dictator like Saddam Hussein. You become a dictator and began to kill people. But one day, his own head too may be cut off by the people he forgot to kill. That's power. Those are the power of men. That's not the kind of power we're talking about here now. I want you to understand it. Some time ago in this country, one man wanted to become the president of Nigeria. And you know, many of the leaders we have are very occultic, I'm sorry to say. He wanted to become the president of Nigeria. So some, as they told him that to become a president, you have to carry a calabash of sacrifice and take it to the babbage. And then when you get the calabash to the babbage, put the calabash on the beach and be naked. If you will become president, the waves of the sea will come and carry away the calabash. I knew somebody in this country who wanted to become a president. They asked him to drive a Mercedes-Benz into the sea, and he did. He just threw away that fine car. So this man is just calabash. But the rule is that those who wanted to take the cross sacrifice there must be naked. So three men took the calabash to the barbie chair in Lagos. These three men were wearing nothing. They were highly educated. Actually, one or two of them have masters from England. When you educate a man without Christ, you make him a clever devil. So they went to the babbage, and 1 a.m. they put the sacrifice there. And naked, they removed their clothes, put it somewhere by the beach. And they waited to see what will happen when the next waves come in. And true, the waves came in and took the calabash away into the sea. Oh, they were very happy. They began to rejoice. Our candidate has won. This is wonderful. But by the time they will go back to where they kept their clothes, the enemy has taken away the clothes. They couldn't find their clothes anymore. And it was 1 a.m. Past 1 a.m. What should they do now? They have to go home. So the three naked men went into their car naked and drove off. They got to the first police checkpoint. Police said, stop! They stopped. Put on your inner light. One police looked inside the car and saw three naked men. Go, 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 go. But the bottom line was that he still did not win. That's the power of man. The ultimate power, beloved, belongs to God. It's that ultimate power I'm inviting you to now. It's without power you can make an impact and change your world. It's without power you can speak to your situation. There is no situation that cannot hear what you are saying. The God whom you serve is a speaking God. He speaks. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis 1. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was a confused place. It was dark. And God did what? Said, let there be light. In the original Hebrew, it didn't say let there be light. It said light be. Say light be.
Light be.
Shout it loud and clear.
Light be.
Say power.
Power.
That's it. He spoke to the darkness and there was reorganization. The thing reorganized because the Lord your God is a speaking God. You too must be a speaking believer. And you will speak today. And what you speak to your destiny shall come to pass. 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 In the name of Jesus. John chapter 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was nothing made that was made. So in Him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness cannot understand it. So, but there was a man sent from God whose name was John to come and bear witness to the light. So it was not the light, but he just came to bear witness to the light. And that light is the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. He came into the world. He made the world. But the world did not know him. He came to his own. His own received him not. Say, but as many as received him, to them gave you what? Power. What did he give to them?
Power.
Shout it again.
Power.
To become the sons of God. When you say power to become the sons of God, what do you mean? Who are those sons of God? Look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 34. John 10, 34. Are we there? John 10, 34 is very interesting. John 10, 34 said, Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I say, ye are gods. That is, we're supposed to be little Jesus, little gods. Speaking about. I used to have a friend in those days. My friend was a holy troublemaker. Oh no. A holy troublemaker. One day my friend entered a bus. And he had his bag under his armpit like this. Gentlemen and ladies in this bus, I bring unto you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a bag under my shoulder now. Look at this bag very well. Can you see it? He said, yes, we see it. That's his bag. His bag under his armpit. So in this bag, there is deliverance. In this bag, there is healing. In this bag, you can find husband and wife. In this bag, there is plenty of powerful medicine that can heal all infirmities. In this bag, and he began to praise the bag. Looking at him. Those who were supposed to get down at their bus stop, they didn't get down because he refused to tell to bring the bag out. And it was a bag. So they said, one day, the man will just wait and see. And he kept talking about my bag. This bag under my shoulder. This bag. When he now got to the final bus stop, he now put his hand in the bag and brought out his Bible. Oh. They hissed at him. That's my friend. That's a holy troublemaker. Whenever, you know, in those days, there used to be plenty of street magicians. I don't used to see them again. But in those days, there are people perform magic on the street. They bring a big snake and they begin to perform magic on the streets. When my friend sees magicians gather, he too will gather and sit at, and stand at the back. When they say abracadabra, this, that, what they say, they are uttering incantation. What they say to the leaf will hear. What they say, my friend will say, I bind it. It will not function in Jesus' name. And so the magicians will try and try. The thing will not work. They will talk to their snake. The snake will not listen. They will utter incantation again. Blah, 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 blah. My friend will wait for them to finish the incantation. He'll say, I bind it in the name of Jesus. It will not work. And it doesn't work. The magicians, they too, they are occultic people. So when they see that things are not working, they suspect that it must be somebody among the spectators. So they will come and start looking at the faces of those who are gathered. If they see any old man, they say, Baba, go away. Baba, go away. They drive away all the old men. Whereas the person causing trouble is around 21 years old. Say, power!
Power!
To receive power to change your world is to receive power to make history. To receive power to change your world is to receive power to make impact. Power to make impact. When we say power to change your world, we mean power to make history, power to make impact. Somebody called me last week. Said, Dr. Lukoya. Say yes. Ah, so this is from St. Kitts. St. Kitts is one Caribbean island far away somewhere. Takes you how many hours to get there? 6 hours to Heathrow, about 9 hours to Barbados, another 2 hours to the place. Almost a whole day to get to St. Kitts. I got a phone call. Say, Dr. Lukoya, is that you? I say, yes. Say, this is from St. Kitts. I say, yes. Say, we just want to tell you that you have become a national phenomenon here. It's a national phenomenon. But I've never visited the place. Ah, your books are all over the place. All the churches here. That's what they are using. When are you coming to St. Kitts? I said, I don't know, but I will let you know. That's what it means to make impact and to make history. Is there anyone here this morning who wants to make impact? Who wants to make history? Shout hallelujah! Shout a loud hallelujah! I decree by the decree of heaven that the world changer anointing will come upon your life now. Receive it 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 now. In the name of Jesus. I could remember sometimes many years back, one government, they were threatening us at Olasimbo. Hey, you people, you're making noise. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, you must remove the church from there. Take the church to somewhere else. Go and get a warehouse at Ikeja, where there are industrial places, so that you won't be disturbing people. Blah, 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 blah. And they were harassing us. I sent to them delegates. I said, we don't talk to delegates. Go and bring a general of yourself. So I got them. The man began to boil on the street. You are lucky that this is not America. If this is America, somebody will have taken a gun and got into the church and begin to shoot people for making noise. Blah, blah, blah. This and that and that. Take the church away from there. Go and get to warehouse somewhere in Ikeja and leave that place. And why don't you people be like Cathedral Church of Christ in Marina? They are not disturbing anybody. They are surrounded. We come. I allowed him to finish talking. I said, sir, with due respect, never again in your life should you compare Mountain of Fire to Cathedral Church of Christ? Because since you were born, has that church ever expanded beyond the size it is there? I said, then, number two, you say I should go and buy a warehouse in Ikeja and move our church there. Are you praying a good prayer for Nigerian companies? Are you praying that these companies should fold up and churches should take over their warehouses? I said, now, say, be very careful, sir. All I need to do to remove your government from power, it's just one prayer point. And I said, look, you were voted into power. That's why you're on this seat. I am not voted into power. I got to where I got by divine appointment. So very soon, you will be out of here. I will still be where I am. And I said, let me tell you one secret too. I'm closer to the masses than yourself. You're just sitting on this. You don't know what the masses are saying. So I'm closer to the masses than yourself. So if you're not careful, I'll get your government out of here with one prayer point. Say, ah, Dr. Lukoya, calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down. Calm down. Power to make impact. Power to make history. What do we mean by impact? By impact, we mean power to bring about a result on another. You bring a result on another. That's what we mean by impact. By impact, we mean strong effect. You have a strong effect. By impact, we mean making a difference. By impact, we mean making an impression. By impact, we mean influence. You can make impact to inspire. You can make impact to heal. You can make impact to bless. You can make impact to leave some works behind that others will marvel after you've left. At the same time, you can make impact to form a legacy. You leave your footprint on the sands of time. So when you are dead, you are gone. You've left something behind. At the same time, you can make impact to wound other people. That is, you can be a deficit. At the same time, you can make impact to hurt people. At the same time, you can make impact to poison people, to stain people, or to terminate people. Those are the impact. But we're talking about positive impact. In the school of impact, there are 9 kinds of people. In the school of impact, there are 9 kinds of people. How many kinds of people did I say? Number one, those who make great impact. What did I say? Number two, those who make significant impact. Number three, those who make high impact. Very high impact. Number four, those who make medium impact. Medium. Number five, those who make low impact. Number six, those who make insignificant impact. Number seven, those who make zero impact. Number eight, those who make negative impact. And number nine, those who make destructive impact. Those are the 9 kinds of people you find in the school of impact. How many people do we have in the school of impact? Number one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. And nine. The tragedy. The tragedy is that most people will die without making any positive impact. I don't want you to become to those who will die without making positive impact. Your age is not when you die. You live as old as you have a stamp of impact that people will see when you are dead. David Brainerd was a young man. He died at the age of 24. He was a missionary to the Indians. David Brainerd spent his own missionary life with the Indians. David Brainerd struggled and sweated in those Indian jungles. There was a day he couldn't even get an interpreter. The only interpreter David Brainerd could get was a drunken man. The man was dead drunk. He was so drunk the man could not stand. David Brainerd had to carry the man to church like that so that he can interpret. And through the mouth of this drunken man, he got people born again. David Brainerd. By the age of 24, he was gone. But he left an impact that we're still reading about today. You can die a useless old man. An old man without any impact. I have some impact questions to ask you now so that you can understand what we're saying. Listen. If you were to disappear now, will anybody know that you are missing? Apart from your fake parents. Or you are gone. Those are impact questions. One man died in England. It was 2 weeks after he was dead that they discovered that he was dead. And when they broke into his room, he was still sitting by the front of his television. His remote control was in his hand. He was dead. Nobody knew that he was dead. That's a life of zero impact. As you are sitting down there, are there people whose lives have changed because you were born? That's a question to ask yourself. It's me now. Is there anybody that my life has positively changed his life? If the answer is no, you are still living a life of no impact or zero impact. Ask yourself, is your life positively or negatively impacting people? Ask yourself. Those are questions to ask yourself. 1992, we went for a burial in Abeokuta. It was an Anglican church. You know, in Anglican church, they allow you to bring the coffin into the church. We don't bring coffins to church in Mountain of Fire because the Bible says the living have nothing to do with the dead. So they bring the coffins into the church. And the poor widow was there crying. We came from Lagos. And when it came for the time for the sermon, I've never seen that kind of short sermon in my life. I've never seen an Anglican priest preaching that. In fact, even Pentecostal churches, I've never seen that kind of short sermon. The man came to the pulpit, and this is the sermon. I'm going to preach a sermon now. He stood there and did like this. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. See, widow, I don't know whether to beg you to stop crying or not. See, because when this man was alive, 20 times I've come to deliver him from strangulating you. And this death that he died now, if he got drunk and fell into a gutter, it was inside that gutter, he was picked up next day, and now he's in church. So, widow, and those of you who have come from Lagos who welcome you, this man in this coffin, I like to announce to you that he has gone to hellfire. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. End of sermon. So what he was telling us, that the man had died without making any impact. Ask yourself, those people who are closest to me, are they better in their life because I'm in their life? Ask yourself, are they better because I'm in their life? If the people closer to you are worse off because you are in their life, then there is a problem. You are not making any impact. Are you into anything now that will last a lot longer after you are gone? Is there anything you are doing now that you know, even if I die today, people know that I've done something? That's what we mean by impact. Am I involved in anything now that is producing a lasting effect after I've gone? Or am I involved in temporary things and terrible things that will get me into trouble after I've gone? One young minister came to me and said, Dr. Lukoya, please help me. The man does not come to Mountain of Fire. He's trying to do deliverance, but he doesn't understand it. He said, Dr. Lukoya, help me. Anytime I'm praying for a woman, I begin to have erection. I said, ah. So then, stop praying for women. I said, but there are plenty of them in our church. And they have problems. And I must pray. I said, well. So what have you been doing? He said, I've been binding the erection. Ah, sir. Don't bind the erection, no. Because you are not married yet. So if you bind it now, when you are going to need it, there will be nothing to use. So instead of binding the erection, what you should do is don't follow the direction of the erection. Don't follow his direction. That's all. Ignore. If he says go, don't go. Stay where you are. The enemy wanted his life to be of no impact at all. That's why he's breaking that thing his way. If you are working, does your absence in your place of work subject the other workers to restlessness? Or are you the kind of person they will sack and nobody knows they've sacked you? The company does not feel that they've missed somebody. There are some pastors in MFM, when we transfer them, the people of the church will say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done. The people are rejoicing that he has been removed. But some pastors, when we transfer them, their congregation will mount a siege against Gio at the headquarters. Say, excuse me, sir, return our pastor. Bring the pastor back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. That means it's making some impact. Or if it's making an impact, say, that wicked man has been removed. Let him go away. When, if you have ever seen people who go to bury people at the cemetery, they carry the coffin. The people closest to the coffin are normally the one who cry too much. There are some people at the back just following them. Some smoking cigarettes. Just waiting for them to finish it better. So they can start the menu. Just follow them there. Some people like that. And Nigerians are very funny people. I've been to a place before where the wedding did not take place because the bridegroom did not show up. And yet the people went for the reception. I confronted one of them. I said, you're a wicked person, aren't you? Said, the man did not come. The wedding did not take place. And you are here to say, ah. I said, but the food will be wasted. These are serious, serious issues, which I want you to see and understand. Who is a man or woman of impact. This is where we're going now. Who are they? Number one, men and women of impact are those who see more than others see. They see more than others see. That's men and women of impact. They see more than others see. What did I say? These others are just seeing other things, but they can see that behind this is something coming. Number two, men are women of impact. They see deeper than others. See deeper than others. Deeper than others. Others can only see the surface, but they can see deeper. Three, men and women of impact are those who live ahead of their time. They're already thinking far ahead of their time. Living ahead of their time. Those are men and women of impact. They live ahead of their time. Number four, men and women of impact are those who live ahead of their contemporaries. They are just in the same class with you, but you have gone far. You've gone ahead. You live ahead of your contemporaries. I know there is somebody here. I can feel it in my spirit. That by the time you leave this place, you will rewrite your family history. You will rewrite it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say power! Number five. Men and women of impact are those who live above their circumstances. You live above your circumstances. We know you come from a poor home. Fine. You can live above it. You know you come from a situation that is difficult. You live your life above it. You don't because of that sell your body. You don't because of that lose your integrity because you come from a difficult situation. You live above your circumstances. Six, men and women of impact are those who disallow the immediate to affect their destiny. The immediate happens now, they don't allow it to pull their destiny backward. Those are men and women of impact. Number seven, men and women of impact do not allow the present circumstances to make them compromise. They don't allow the present circumstances to make them compromise. They don't allow it at all. I've seen many sisters, they finish youth service, they're looking for a job, they cannot find, they went to one man with serious and dangerous pot belly, and the man said, well, unless I sleep with you right now in this office, you can't get a job, but if I sleep with you, don't worry, you get a job. And they complied because of a job. You should not allow those, the people of impact will not allow their present circumstances to make them compromise. The pot-bellied man that you slept with in the office, is he the kind of person who come and say, excuse me, sir, we're having a crusade in our church. I want you to come. I say, crusade? After I've crusaded you on the floor. Which crusade are you talking about? Number eight, men and women of impact are those who live beyond their capabilities. They live beyond their capabilities. Say, yes, I'm able. So I'm able to try and live before beyond their capabilities. Number nine, men and women of impact are those who are determined to make it. They're determined. They have this rugged determination to succeed. They're determined to make it. If others are not making it, they say, not me. I will make it. Number 10, men and women of impact are those who live a place better than they found it. They live a place better than they found it. It's possible, beloved, to come to this world as a silent stranger and live as a silent stranger. It's possible to come to this world with a dead trumpet. Because the trumpet is dead, it produces no sound. It's possible to come to this world and become Methuselah in the spirit. Methuselah is the oldest man in the Bible. but it made no impact. His grandson was Noah. That one made impact. His father was Enoch. That one made impact. But the only thing you can record about Methuselah was that he was an old man. Brother Metu did not make any progress. Remember, Brother Metu, I don't know why you're laughing. Brother Metu could be the character in that song we used to sing in our former primary school. Titoloto bi bong bong, titoloto bi bong bong, Ashe Koleja, titoloto bi bong bong. Have you heard that song before? I just big for nothing, cannot fight. I learned this song in my primary school. In my primary school, we have a place at the back of the school. We call it where the eyes of the mothers do not reach. When there is problem in class, say we see you at Ujolomoto. So when we close in class, students can be very demonic. When we close in class, that's where we go. And there are some people there, they are ready to fuel problems. So, well, you people, you are threatening each other in class, and we heard you. Now we are in this place where the eyes of the mothers do not reach. Do you want to fight now? I will say, you are not good to fight. Somebody will put sand in one hand. Now we'll put sand in one hand and say, if you are the true son of your father, shake the sand off. The true son of your father, shake his hand off. And they start fighting. And when they give somebody a blow and they cannot stand up again, we carry our boxes and bags right away. It's from that they sing, Titolo Tobi Bong Bong. Titolo Tobi Bong Bong. Ashe Koleja. Titolo Tobi Bong Bong. That is the spirit of Brother Metu. Big for nothing. Coming to the world, no impact. Number 11, men and women of impact are those who have a vision and passion to help others. You want to help others. You want to use your life to help others. Number 12, men and women of impact are those who contribute something bigger than themselves to life. They contribute something bigger than themselves to life. That's what we call men. Those are the men and women of impact. Men and women of impact are those who look towards the future end of things and the difference it will make in years to come. They look at the future end and see the difference it will make in the years to come. They are willing to do what others don't want to do. They are ready to work without supervision. Those people. I want to encourage you that you should let history know that you have shown up. You say, how do I change my world? How do I receive power to change my world? The first thing to do, surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. He only can empower you. As many as believe him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. Number two, you must be broken, or you must live a holy life. Next to the influence and impact of the power of God, the next group of people who can impact the world are those who are living holy lives. If your life is dirty, you contribute dirtiness to the world. If your life is holy, you make impact in the world. Next to the might of the Almighty, the other powerful influence that anybody can have on earth is to live a holy life, to be broken. Brokenness is when God says, sit down, you sit down. When he says, stand up, you stand up. Broken people don't tell lies. Broken people don't commit fornication. They don't live in adultery. Broken people. They don't do all those kind of strange things that others do, that they think is life. Or that is not life. They don't call iniquity fun. It's not fun. It's dining with the devil. Broken people are people that God relies upon when he has work to do. Broken people are those who cry bitterly if they make a mistake and commit sin. But when somebody is unbroken, even when he commits sin, the eyes are dry. He doesn't feel sorry for it. He says, God, well, I'm sorry. I did that yesterday. I won't do it again. That's it. Thank you, God. Amen. No. Those are not broken people. A broken man is an example of it is Peter. When Jesus said, "You would deny me 3 times," he said, "No, I can't deny you. I love you." But by the time he denied Jesus, Jesus looked at him. The Bible says he went out and cried bitterly. That's a broken person. Broken person. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand that the more broken you are, the more powerful you become. The more broken you are, the more power flows into your life. Fortunately, the things of God has nothing to do with age. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So God does not, age has nothing to do with it. The psalmist says, I am wiser than the ancient because the spirit of God dwells in me. When the power of God is in your life, whether they are old or young, they respect you. The great apostle, Joseph Babalola, by the time he turned Nigeria upside down for Jesus, and they drank the whole of the water in Elisha dry, and they emptied the hospitals. He created havoc, emptied the whole of the hospitals. All the sick people ran to the crusade. The whole place was empty. There was chaos and confusion all over the place. That man was just 26 years. All those stories you are reading about Babalola, he was a very young boy, 26 years, caused those confusion. And although he was 26 years old, the men who were following him, men of 80, 70, 60, 75, they'll be prostrating. Baba, how are you, sir? Baba, 26 years. Baba, how are you? Why? A broken man. A broken man. God is searching for such people. The church I was many years back, looking back now, I feel so sad. Very, very sad. Very sad. In fact, looking back that time, I felt sorry for myself. One day, a revival was going on. I was praise worship. We have one pastor. He's an old man. Our pastor was very old. Old man. I was young. The revival was going on. Everybody was clapping and singing. I was at the back of the church. The pastor was at the altar. All of a sudden, the pastor picked race and began to run towards the gate at the back where I was. But as he ran there, I noticed a woman was coming into the church. The woman had a baby at the back. When Baba got to the front of the woman, he stopped at her front and said, "You, this woman, let this one be the last time you will come into this church walking upside down." I didn't see anybody walking upside down. She was carrying the baby. She was even dancing and singing with us. And I thought the woman was going to say, "Baba, why are you insulting me? What kind of thing is this?" And I was going to be a fight. The woman said, "Yes, sir. Point taken. I take the point. Point taken." And she joined us. I felt bad. I felt sorry for myself. I said, "Look, I call myself a young person. I cannot see. This old man ran all the way to go and see somebody walking with the head. Me, I saw her walking with her legs. The Baba saw her walking with her head. What kind of person is this? What am I?" It challenged me to serious prayers about my life. I said, "Look, if he can do it, I'm younger. I should be able to do it." The things of God has nothing to do with your age. Right there where you are, you can become the prophet in your house. Where even your parents, when they have things to do, they say, "My daughter, please pray." They will be consulting, "Please pray, pray. We know why you pray. Something will happen. Please pray." But if you are still the kind of daughter, anytime there is prayer meeting, you must be broken. Point number 3. You want power to change your world. You must be a person of integrity. Integrity is let your yes be your yes and let your no be your no. Not yes, no, no, yes. The people of integrity don't tell lies. That's integrity. And you see, our teachers in primary school, they try to teach us what integrity is. They taught us. They're trying to lecture us, but we don't understand. That's why our school, they teach us, wherever you go, wherever you be, do not say yes when you mean to say no. Shout hallelujah. Say power. What they are trying to teach us is what? Integrity. Point number four. You must receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." The disciples were weaklings. They couldn't walk. They couldn't do anything until that power came upon them. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that differentiates Christianity from all other religions. Once that power comes upon you, you become another person. When the apostles who were afraid, who were running helter-skelter, by the time power came upon them, people looked at them and said, "These men who have turned the world upside down, they have come here too to turn this place upside down." The men who were afraid before, they stood before kings and said, "No, we must preach." They beat them. They went back and started preaching again. Something has entered into their lives. It's that kind of power I want you to receive today. Plenty of pastors, they put the cart before the horse. They don't understand. "Hey, excuse me, sir. I increase our salary. Excuse me, sir. Put more money. That. Welfare. Money. I say, who am I sure? What a pity. If one of you here now, even if your English is very chaotic, right? You could speak chaotic, plenty of chaotic English. I've been to a place to get visa before. That country, they don't like speaking English. And when I go to the visa officer, say, "You are Dr. Lukoya?" I say, "Yes, sir." "Did you want to visit our country?" I say, "Yes, I want to visit it." Because if I say, "Yes, I want to visit," maybe what I'm saying will be wrong in his own English. Say, "Did you want to visit our country?" Say, yes, I want to visit it. Your English may be more chaotic than that of that man. But if you receive the power of God and you jump to Yaba bus stop there, you lay your hands on the first blind man, you can see. You lay your hands on the first lame man, he can walk. You lay your hands on another madman, he becomes whole. Within a week, your church will be full. Even if your English is annoying, they will come. Why? You have what? Power. Say power.
Power.
There is a power that can come upon you. And any examination paper they put before you becomes rice and beans. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth now. Rice and beans. You can even have power to see those questions before they are set. But a lot of us don't understand. We put the cart before the horse. I know there is somebody here today. Something is telling me. There is somebody here today. By the time you leave this place, you will rewrite your family history. 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 So power! Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. That's the much we can do for today. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, I beg you, please do so very quickly. Very, very quickly. Very quickly. So that you too can be a man or woman of impact. So if you are here today, you say, "Man of God, I understand what you are saying. I want to be a man and woman of impact." Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just leave that seat and run quickly to me at the altar here. I want to pray for you. I like to pray with you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? You have not done so before. You want to do so today? Just leave your seat. Come quickly. Don't waste time. Don't be shy. Don't say, "I follow somebody here." Don't even worry whether, "Well, I've gone to church." It's not whether I'm going to church now. You need a living encounter with Jesus. Just leave that seat. Run quickly. Quick. Jesus is waiting for you here. Just find your way very quickly to the altar here. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in your life. And that will lead you to catapulting of your destiny. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that this decision they've made today shall be permanent in their lives. Lord, you write their names in the book of life. You keep them standing by your power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your eyes and look at me here. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I congratulate you. Just fill our forms, give it back to us. But immediately we close now. Don't run home. Just find a way quickly to the altar. I want your details so I can be praying for you by name. God bless you. I see you after the service. God bless you. May go back to your seat now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living.
Worthy to be praised.
Who is worthy to be praised?
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be
praised? Who is worthy to be praised?
Shall
I be saved from
the Lord?
The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation.
Amen. Now listen to me carefully before you begin to pray. I'm here today not to just deliver a message. I'm here today as an apostle of impartation. If you will listen to simple instructions here this morning, you now begin to notice, beginning from today, that a rain of creative ideas will be coming upon your life. You begin to notice that where there was no favor before, you begin to have favor. You begin to notice that it will appear as if somebody has waken your brain up. Yes, that's what happens when you pray these kind of prayers. The last times this kind of message was preached, many a long time ago, the testimonies that came out of it was amazing. More amazing testimonies have come out of this. Even if they have put a mark of hatred upon you, that mark shall be wiped off. It shall be wiped off. It shall be wiped off. As many people as want to make impact and change their world. They want to become world changer. Can I hear them shouting power? Shout it again loud and clear. Amen. Now the first prayer I want you to pray. As many as believe in, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. Even those that believe in his name. Is that power we want to ask for now? Power, according to scripture, is to have access to the mysteries of God. You need that power upon you. You see, when the power comes upon you, you will know. Nobody needs to tell you. God cannot invade your life. You say you are not aware. You will be aware that something has happened. So this is a day to pray. Let your spirit know you are praying. Let your body know you are praying. Let your flesh know you are praying. Let your hand know you are praying. The impact prayer is not the kind of prayer you pray and you are not sweating. In fact, there are some prayers, until you have started sweating, you have not started praying. Certainly, the blind Bartimaeus kind of prayer is not a prayer that you pray and nothing is happening to your body. So this is why I want to encourage you. Strike out like thunder. Pray from your heart. Pray from your spirit, man. Especially if you know you have come from a foundation where things are not good and you want to make a change. You want to change your world. Your God is a speaking God. It's opportunity for you to speak now. Shout this loud and clear. Say, my Father!
My Father!
I'm not satisfied. Can you shout it again? I need a change by fire. Yes. Sisters, are you here? Can I hear you, sisters, shouting what I just said? Brothers, shout it with thunder! Everybody together now! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to command a change. Mas sapote la kaya bo shendera bo konta. Yes, the power of God move in the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Today is today. There must be a change. There must be a change. Bosente kaya bo shentera bo konda. Ribos upon the Kayabo Shantayaba. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Is somebody here? As we started praying, I saw a white man pursuing you with a letter. Somebody here is receiving a letter that will change your life forever. This next prayer, pray like a man from another world. Don't pray like somebody who is inside this planet. You have told him you need a change by fire. And that's the first request. You want your situation to change. Can you shout this now louder than anyone here? Change my family history. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Power. Aha. Power to change my family history. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Continue. Masopende kaya bo shentera bo kolaba. Repali katanda kaya ba. Yes, receive the power. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. We're making progress now. This is wonderful. Somebody have that sister over there. Masikatenda yabo shendera bo kontala baraba. Yes. Say this with boiling anger. Power! To change my world. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Power to change my world. That's right. Receive it. Enough is enough. You cannot continue the way you've been going. There must be a change. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name that is above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stand here as a prophet of the mighty God. And I decree right now that anyone here now, and there is anything in your life that has said you will not rise, I challenge that thing now. That power of God, move, and begin to remove anything that doesn't want anybody to move forward. In the name of Jesus. Yes. That's right. Any evil hand that has been laid on anybody's head, whether as a baby, whether as an adult, masepekatala, ria para, the power of God, move upon those heads now. Receive your deliverance. 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 The power of God, move in the name of Jesus. Aha. That's right. That's right. That's right. That cage of your father's house that has held you bound, not wanting you to rise. Masopiarika. Let the cage be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. That sister over there, that spiritual wedding ring upon your finger that the enemy has been using to terrorize your life in your dream, that ring is on fire. And it's coming out of your fingers. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon her. Yes, the ring has been taken out. Enough is enough. That have harassed your life for too long. Makatandaya boshenderaba. Say, any power! Is that the loudest who can shout this prayer? Assigned to make me fail. In the name of Jesus.